Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. Welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. Let's spend 5 minutes with Jesus. My grandmother Peg used to watch tennis all the time, and I remember one player who always caught my attention, John McEnroe. I'd sit down to watch his antics because he had so many angry outbursts. He was nicknamed Mad Mac and Super Brat. He'd argue with the officials, often cursing. He'd hit balls into the crowd, he'd smash rackets, he obliterated a drink tray. Once yelling at an official over a call, McEnroe coined that famous phrase, "You cannot be serious." "You cannot be serious" actually became the title of his autobiography. That statement gets at what the emotion of anger is. Anger says, "This is seriously not right. I am passing judgment because this threatens something I care about." Anger only occurs because one loves something deeply, which for McEnroe would be winning. You see, anger always flows out from what we love, just as all our emotions do, which means anger is not necessarily good or bad. There should be a lot of angry people in 2020. How can we be indifferent when we see the disastrous consequences of a health crisis, a moral crisis, and a civil crisis pressing in on us all at the same time? Anger is not a bad thing, because we should hate injustice, abuse, evil, and death, because we love all their opposites. That's why Scripture teaches us that Jesus was the angriest man to ever live. Jesus took a whip, and he cleared out the abuses in his Father's house, Matthew 21. And Jesus dropped 7 harsh woes on religious leaders who were leading those he loved to their destruction. Matthew 23:15, he says, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You travel over land and sea to win a single convert, and when you have succeeded, you make them twice as much a child of hell as you are." Jesus goes on to denounce them as snakes, a brood of vipers, blind guides. Jesus released harsh anger because he hated the evil that he found in the world. And we need to remember that hate is not the opposite of love. Apathy, doing nothing, is the opposite of love. You've heard that quote. "The only thing needed for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing." Jesus loved so deeply because he hated what destroys, so he became angry. He did something, yet without sin, Hebrews 4:15. Jesus was always good and angry. The question for us when we are angry is the question God asked Jonah. Do you do well to be angry? Well, whether we are doing well depends on what we love at the time and the outcome produced. There's all the difference in the world between a loving person angry over a particular injustice and a person who is just always angry and leaves scorched earth wherever they go. Everyone knows how destructive anger can be. It is unhealthy for a person's body to be in a state of constant anger. It causes high blood pressure, hypertension, digestive disorders. Have you in anger damaged property or perhaps even another person with words or maybe even physically? Of course, anger will lead folks to avoid you, which then results in deepening distrust in a non-stop vicious cycle. So my friend, when you see these things happening, we need to get serious about our anger for the good of our families and communities. So here's a few questions to ask yourself when you feel your temperature start to rise. First, what is the wrong here? What is the wrong here? And then name the injustice to help you process the evil. Well, I'm angry because that person made an inappropriate comment. That's legit. But have we taken the log out of our own eye before indicting our neighbor? Second, what will my anger produce? Will I make my home and community a better place by what my anger does? Or better, will Jesus be smiling when he sees the results? If we can ask what is wrong and what our anger will produce, we're then in better position to evaluate to see if we can be good and angry like Jesus, who, by the way, waited 20 chapters before getting good and angry. Who becomes the fool when we absolutely refuse to suffer fools gladly? Which leads to a final question, which I'll borrow from Jesus' brother James. Have I been quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Notice the rhythm. Quick, slow, slow. Pastor Zach Eswine writes, "We need to wait out our racing thoughts until we can choose good, even for an enemy," which is what Jesus did for us when he went to the cross that we might receive grace. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you invite us to come to you with all our burdens, even our anger. We pray that you will forgive us for all the times we have not been quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Grant this day that we will walk in humility in a complicated world so that when we do get angry, it can be constructive and push others towards you and towards heaven. Amen.